Norway's parliament voted today to make amends for a dark and shameful chapter in the country's history. Thousands of children born during World War II to Norwegian mothers and the occupying German soldiers were part of a program to increase Hitler's Aryan race. But when the Nazis lost the war, the children were often abandoned and abused. Now the Norwegian parliament has decided to pay them compensation. Gregory Crouch reports from Oslo, Norway.
Paul Hansen was treated like a traitor at the end of World War II. His mother was Norwegian, his father a German Air Force pilot. Both abandoned him, leaving his fate in the hands of a hostile Norwegian state. Hansen and 20 other so-called German children were randomly classified as mentally retarded and sent to live in an insane asylum for adults. He was 4 years old.
It was a terrible place to have to go to. The patients screamed throughout the night. I was really afraid.
Now 60, Hansen mops floors at the University of Oslo. He never got an education, married only briefly, feared having children of his own. Gert Fleischer didn't realize she was different until she started school.
I was 7 years old, and the first bad word I learned in Norwegian was tyskerhore, German whore. I learned very soon that there was something very wrong with me, basically wrong with my blood. I was the child of the hated.
This wasn't what the Nazis had in mind. The Nazis' master plan for a master race is stored at Norway's National Archives. The modernistic white building sits atop a wooded, snow-covered hill. A moose wanders past an archivist arriving at work on skis. Floors below, in high-security vaults, photographs and documents detail the homes the Nazis set up to care for pregnant Norwegian women. At least 300,000 Wehrmacht soldiers were stationed in tiny Norway, and many ended up fathering children. Historian Kåre Olsen has written a book about the German children and why they were so despised.
They functioned as a reminder that not all the Norwegians had stood up against the Germans. A lot of women had got German boyfriends, and children could have been seen as a symbol of that cooperation.
When the war ended, the Norwegian government interned thousands of the women in camps as collaborators, or simply deported them. Gert Fleischer's soldier father retreated to Germany. Her mother eventually married a member of the Norwegian resistance.
I didn't feel safe at home. My stepfather was a patriotic Norwegian. I had to flee to Sweden, having been in the underground movement. So of course he had good reasons to hate me, and he did. He drank at times. He was not very kind. He was violent both to my mother and to me.
She ran away from home at the age of 13 and left Norway altogether 5 years later.
I knew that if I was going to be a whole person, I had to leave the country.
Following years of discussions, investigations, and court cases, the Norwegian parliament has now voted in favor of compensating the German children for their lost childhoods. The amount will be determined later. Finn Martinsen is the chairman of a parliamentary committee that first investigated the children's plight. He favored compensation to close this chapter in Norwegian history, but he says not everyone agreed.
They say, well, my father, he was killed by Germans, and I suffered from not having a father in my childhood. Should I get a compensation, or is it only the children of the enemy that should get a compensation?
For Paul Hansen, sitting in his tiny Oslo apartment, nothing can reverse the wrongs done to him. I never chose my parents, he says. If I could have, I would have chosen differently. For NPR News, I'm Gregory Crouch in Oslo, Norway.